Hey, it's the Low Life Podcast. Do you know anything about that? You jammed the pants on cowboys and service things? Ever read the romance stories? Ever experienced a new way? Next way?
You did it. You found us. It's the Low Life Podcast. Coin Ops McGillicuddy, I guess. I'm here with Scum.
Hello.
Here is Zero.
Welcome back again.
And Shadow Link. See, this
coffee.
Time. Yeah, right. Thank you.
Coffee.
Yeah, this time I didn't think it was piss. Anyway,
leave it all in there. Leave it all in.
We're gonna
round two.
This is our second attempt at an intro. This is a spicy one, guys. You don't want to we're not gonna get into it just yet because we still want to do some fun, positive things, and then we're gonna ruin everyone's day, possibly afternoon. Yeah. And
we have to panhandle first. That's what we gotta do.
Without any spoilers, there's a content warning.
Yes, massive content warning. And so heads up. Before we have to do this a third time. We have neondystopia.com that has a bunch of new writing on it. It's very awesome. Our buddy Ben put some good stuff up. What else we got? We got some things in the docket coming. It's every couple weeks there's a new story or nonfiction piece. So check it out. It's really good. If you want to help us pay them, we have a Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/neondystopia and there's stuff there. Like we post the episodes of the podcast and et cetera, et cetera. You know, you're listening to the podcast, so you know about that shit. And we have a Discord. Super fun. It's very good. You can fucking find me on Blue Sky if you really want to.
Yeah.
So I have to issue a correction. I'm an idiot. I was extremely tired when we recorded last time.
This is true.
Had a very good time with that recording. However, it turns out, and I'm sure some of you listening to this knew this, Buster Poindexter is not Mojo Nixon. They're not the same person.
See, I thought so.
I absolutely conflated the two. Yes, Toad was not in this movie. No, that was Tom Waits, though, wasn't it? No, that was Mojo.
No, Nixon. That was not. That was.
Yeah, that Buster was Poindexter Mojo. Was in Free Jack.
I feel another correction coming on next
by David episode. Johansen.
You're gonna get canceled at this point.
David Johansen's his real name. I know what I'm talking about now. I wrote a note down. It's the only note I have.
David Johansen of New York Dolls fame.
Yes, he was in Free Jack. Oh, he is not Mojo Nixon. He is not Mojo Nixon. Mojo Nixon's a different person.
Would have been incredible.
Yeah, I thought he had aged, like reversed aged. I don't quite a few years.
Yeah, it's man, brain, old, bad.
Yeah.
It's better than Google at this point.
Oh, good God, right?
Most things are.
Hey, so, you know, before we get into the meat of things, like real quick, just a quick anecdote. A friend of mine had posted on the Facebook today that Google Maps is now requiring them to enter their starting point. As well as their destination. And before you just put in the destination and it just used GPS to know where the fuck you were. Now, apparently it thinks that you're like anthropomorphic fucking blueberries with Newt Gingrich's face. And it
we sent satellites to space to do this.
Oh, it gets worse than that, man. I read something the other day where the solar storms we had were effing up John Deere's GPS. So the GPS tractors couldn't plant.
Yep.
For this season, and they almost had a big problem with not having enough corn for, I guess, all our sugar and ethanol and everything else. Well, that's, but you see the point. That's one GPS function. That's
an apocalyptic episode for another time.
Yeah. Weird, weird. It turns out the cloud is a bottleneck.
So and you can't, you know, repair your
what
your
we're talking about tractor. Today.
So
because yeah, so, you- okay, but before we here's the official, like, this is, don't listen to the don't listen to this episode.
Yeah. Up top, right there.
There it is. There's your content warning. Just fucking disregard. Understand that we are putting in work. Also, because I for the next couple of months, the McGillicuddy household will be transplanting states. And the process begins this week. So it's going to be a couple weeks before we have another episode set up. And just to let you know.
Those helicopters
we're going out on?
This, those helicopters you hear from time to time, they finally triangulated your coin op signal there. And we're going to need to move
trying
the operation.
To, trying to not do a fucking Bill Cooper / Ruby Ridge here. Like, I just want to put my books in Ohio. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's just... So yeah, all the content warnings. This is rough. This is bad. This sucks. I've been assured by Scum, and Scum, take us on this journey to the fourth ring of hell.
Well, just briefly, this had originally intended to be a part of the last episode, but it was just such a serious and like heavy subject that we were like, excise this and do our own at it. And then when we actually realized that we had to do it, we kind of were all like, okay, 8 o'clock, right? 8 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah, such a heavier subject. It took 9.5 pages and no sleep and me skipping work to make this happen. So as we established, Google's fucked.
It's eating itself.
Basically, yeah. Oh, so AI-generated bullshittery is...
it's everywhere. Right.
It's the Habsburg search engine.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about like art and everything like that, but instead I decided to focus on something I don't think we've talked about yet, and I haven't heard talked about too much, is porn, consent, and just the general state of the internet right now.
Content warning. There it is.
Yes. So saying that, again, Google is a shit pit. And not only because you can't find anything, but because what you find may not even be real.
Mm.
AI generation sites are taking Google's search algorithm for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you are a standard run-of-the-mill pervert with a penchant for AI, and whichever generator, you could use whatever generator you fancy to conjure up an image of Taylor Swift in a bikini. Gross. Mm. And if you're truly depraved, you want a picture of a celebrity in a bikini. Again, there's no consent involved here. A celebrity in a bikini who is also a child.
I was going to say Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but go ahead.
Sure. A child version of a celebrity. More on that later. Right now, Google can't tell the difference between real and AI-generated results.
I'm going to go for a walk.
Not that would be wise. Not accounting for taste or legality. And I'm going to pull up my handy quote chart. Quote, our automated systems aim to show the highest quality and most relevant images for the billions of queries we receive every day, a Google spokesperson told 404 Media in an email. Given the scale of the open web, there are cases when our ranking system might surface relevant web content that unfortunately falls short of our quality standards. We use these instances to inform overall improvement as we continue to prioritize efforts to prevent low-quality content, including low-quality AI-generated content from surfacing highly in search.
Isn't that redundant?
Yes.
I mean, shouldn't you be doing that shit already?
I think AI content is automatically low quality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's not AI. It's not fucking AI.
I know. Yes. I'm going to be saying AI a lot. So
we know the AI is not in the room with us right now. We know that.
Right.
I have a new philosophy.
Oh, yeah?
On AI. There is artificial intelligence involved. It's just, it's not. We're pointing it at the code. We should be pointing it at the people who are using
it. Well,
they're making themselves artificially intelligent.
It's stolen valor.
Generator.
Yeah, it's that stolen valor idea.
Yeah,
you know?
It's definitely stolen valor for like, I want to jerk off, so I'm going to put awful things into an algorithm.
I'm fed up with this shit.
Yeah.
At this point.
Don't worry, you will be. You will be even worse.
If you weren't already.
So basically, it's like there are too many images on the internet. And even though like AI detecting software has existed, they're too early in their development stage to be reliably counted on right now. So even like Google saying like, okay, we're going to like nitpick and figure out what's low quality and what isn't. There's so much of it, though.
I remember ICANN has cheeseburger.
Yeah, it was great. I miss those days.
You had to go to rotten.com. Sure. You had to go there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just find it scrolling with a content warning click view on various.
No, there was something.
These web addresses used to float out in the real world on scraps of paper back when we had it.
Mm-hmm.
But well, you said like, really have to seek it out. It wasn't just served up to you by an errant search term.
Right.
Or even like Pornhub, you know what I mean? Like at least I want porn. You go there, there's a galaxy of porn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like not talking about like quality or anything, but
yeah. And we also know they're not the only one, you know, there's tons and there's like the, you know, slightly more hidden ones and et cetera, et cetera. There's like layers to it and stuff.
Sure. But that's your level of depravity and like it, things get morally complicated. But the point is that we'll get into it. So Google hasn't given specific reasons why these images are everywhere, but it may have something to do with the said automated systems. Mm-hmm. Because Google is now an automated system. It is. They've integrated their bullshit into the search system, right? Google's an AI. And and these images are tagged with a celeb's name. So let's say Taylor Swift, including the prompt. I don't know, Taylor Swift in a clown outfit. Why not? Which has intricately designed descriptions and indicator slots in them. So when you do like a text prompt, it's the text prompt, right?
Yeah.
And that's your SEO, right? If SEO even matters anymore. But the point is like, it's perfect for Google to search these images because it has the entire text prompt attached to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You know,
that's the thing I hadn't actually really thought about. Wow.
Yeah. It slots right into the search engine. Like Google has said, it's probably basically an accident, but it turned out this shit works really well with the way they have it set up. So that's one of the reasons why AI images are kind of flooding now.
Yeah. I mean, it slots in. That's
absolutely.
I mean, these guys are doing a great job. Hey, how's that Boeing Starliner capsule doing?
It's still stuck up there.
Jesus.
I've been monitoring. It's ridiculous.
Of course you are.
They just need to strip it and make it like a cuddle pod or something. Just give up.
Yeah. It's leaking the rest of Earth's helium. You know,
So let's say you were divested of morals and dignity and you click the Taylor Swift in bikini on Epstein Island, a real prompt, by the way.
That's like not funny, but at the same time, it's just like, man, of course there'd be some dipshit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I'm laughing at. It's just like how basic.
Yeah. You hit like Taylor Swift, Epstein Island .jpg, and you are brought to an entire universe of upsetting material that is readily available. Because there's so many AI generators, guys.
I gotta admit, I'm not moved by her music.
I'm just using her, whatever. I'm just using it as an example because apparently she's really.
But that popular. you don't. She's fucking concerts cause like Richter scale levels of tremors. Like,
I understand she's very popular. I understand.
Yeah, and on the other hand,
I am getting.
She's also a victim.
So much news.
Well.
Like,
that's the thing. It's like, yeah, hey, maybe don't fly your jet everywhere to go pick up a sandwich, but you know, at the same time, this ain't it.
Yeah, she's also a victim in all this. That's why she's being used as a lot of these examples is because it was her deep fake, which caused
fucking incel conspiracy theorists who thought that she was secretly going to like do something to make Biden win the election or whatever. Like she's going to win the Super Bowl
or lose the Super Bowl. I can't
lose
track.
The Super Bowl. I don't know what's going on.
The point is that, you know, she deserves as much dignity as anybody else when it comes to this shit. Yeah. And her shit is like, like I said, these AI generators, there's so many of them and they all have upsetting names. Would you like to know what they are?
No, I wouldn't.
Dude, tell.
Neural Love.
Oh man.
Lexica.
That's so that first one's so lazy.
Playground.
Not great.
Prompt Hunt. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that one's real bad.
Problem with that one.
Prompt Hunt. Prompt Hunt. Night Cafe.
All right. Well, I mean, that's
and that one's almost
and DeviantArt. That DeviantArt. Oh, it's
really
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they've been around forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Quote, if you had any doubts about content in this category, you should refrain, Playground's content policy page says. Ugh. A perfect bright line does not exist, so for anything in the gray area, we will moderate conservatively. Me butting in the middle of the quote, I assume the gray area because the United States has, for, you know, a country where you can marry children in half of the states, let's say artistic depictions of children are not illegal. So we have a lot of weird gray areas in our law when it comes to stuff like that. So I imagine that's what he's talking about. Back to the quote. Quote, as some guidance, young girls / boy / teen in their bikini / bra / underwear is problematic. It's even worse if you negative prompt the clothing. Negative prompt, I imagine, is like you could basically confuse the AI to say remove this thing.
Yeah.
Anything, quote, bulging is unlikely to pass muster. And promptly 18 does not necessarily.
For a second. Bulging?
Bulging. The word bulging.
We are 15 minutes into this episode. What the fuck?
This is both going to be the fastest and the longest episode I've ever done.
I'm aging.
Yep.
Okay.
Is unlikely to pass. I hate this guy. I hate this fucking quote. I hate this motherfucker. I don't even know where I was. Bulging is unlikely to pass muster, and prompting 18 does not necessarily make it acceptable. Then why do you exist, motherfucker?
Look, that sounds like it's part of every fucking one of these guys' grift. Which, by the way, speaking of grift, I don't know why. As I was driving home today, I saw a Cybertruck with temp, like the temp tags. And I'm like, Jesus. Now, here's the thing. And I have to take this for my own sanity.
Yep.
If I see somebody driving a Tesla, I could be like, I can make it so that, like, you probably bought this before it got bad. There's no excuse if you drive one of these fucking
none. You know, it's really capital. That shit kind of ties into this a little bit because it's a very capitalist thing of like these sites pretend to have content policy, but moderation is spotty.
Yeah.
And it just all operates in like a legal gray area.
Are they using an algorithm more often than not?
Is it I think kind as of much like as Mechanical else? Turk
sort of thing,
where kinda, they kind of like I imagine these sites are like the site is just these sites are just generators you may eat to fuck around with and do
right.
whatever. Yeah. But the point is they're run by people, and because of the way Google works, they kind of again like we said, they just slot into the search algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just like shit could just pop up in your shit. Also a lot of this comes from like 404 Media. Like one of them was saying, one of the journalists from 404 Media was saying when she was doing her tests for this, when she literally just put in like Taylor Swift bikini, she immediately got like children images because that's how much this shit slots into it and how God Google looks at these images.
Well, I mean, it just seems like the amount of data at this point is completely overwhelming.
Yes.
Like, how are you supposed to pour through all this shit?
It's actually polluting the internet.
Yeah. Real. It's just like, oh yeah, let's go shoot up fucking Comet Ping Pong
for yeah.
the basement it doesn't have. Or what we could do is, what's this guy's name at the beginning of this fucking statement? Find this guy.
Oh, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
He was also, he was replaced with an AI, so.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah. No. People like to go after fairy tales as opposed to like that. I started this on my notes. It just says you. I just wrote before writing this episode. You will see man-made horrors beyond your comprehension. You will live to see man-made horrors beyond your comprehension. And it's kind of like this shit where
delivered.
I don't know. I saw Bud Dwyer blow his brains out live. So I mean.
A lot of these fuckers, I think, like they want to do the thing, but they lack the like moral or philosophical capacity to think maybe like what are the implications of doing the thing? Like, why do you run? This is the thing that got I'm off script now. But this is the thing that got me of like what drives you to operate a website, a generative AI website where you're able to make images and shit.
No, it's that's
and it's called Playground.
That's what I, that, yes, okay. It's nobody said that was a bad idea. Nobody sitting at that table, I don't know, was there at least, I'm assuming there was a table with people, maybe not.
Cocaine, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know how many people.
Or actually, I'm saying cocaine like it's the 80s. It's probably one of those like
weird.
No, it's one of those weird designer ones that like they have a buddy who's a doctor or something.
No one
it's
in
like
your,
letters and numbers. It's like
no one in your organization took you aside and was like, maybe this isn't a good idea, Chief. Maybe there could be problems.
Well, I mean, they were looking at the success of, you know, Ron Watkins.
Is there money in this?
Really like their name. No, they just really like that fucking name. Because like the Playboy, you know, kind of aspect.
I guess.
Well, also, this guy is also probably hinging like his marketing on the free speech absolutism.
Maybe, because a lot of these sites, like not all of them, but some of them are clearly meant for like adult shit. But like some of them aren't. Some of them are just getting gamed by like, you know, you could just fuck with the prompt, basically. You could just fuck with the algorithm, basically. So it's like...
I mean, I've used AI generators for character generation stuff, just my own personal...
Just fucking around. Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
It's very easy to step into an area where you're like, whoa, back off of this filter. That is not the lane that I want
to go. We're
going
to get into people who've documented how to fuck with it for their own perverted reasons. We're going to actually get into that. But I've been mentioning Taylor Swift a lot, and it's because, like I said...
You like the new album.
I love it. No, because her deepfakes is what caught the attention of our rotting bureaucracy that is the United States government's attention.
That was the aspect of this thing. I think we mentioned on a podcast before that was like the most shocking is that, you know, our octogenarian president saw a movie where AI was the bad guy over the summer and realized that we have a problem.
Yeah, and like nobody deserves to have their consent taken away from them. Celebs are the easiest target, basically.
The thread that I was pulling on this one was that, you know, I think it was in April, like the White House put a big executive order about, you know, AI directives, this and that. And like, I don't read government briefs a lot, but I'm reading through it. Mm-hmm. And it says nothing. It says, this is something that's real and companies should take it upon themselves to stop these things from happening.
Yeah,
that's all it fucking says. Yeah.
Self-regulation's really worked
that's
out.
That's all it fucking says.
Yeah, that's the thing that fucks me up. It's we're going to get into the weird fucking acts like our members of our government are trying to pass. But like, that's the thing that fucks me up is unless people like really get into like trying to regulate this shit or try and do something, a lot of times it's just like an Ayn Rand situation of like, no, they can self-regulate, and self-regulation leads to playground.com.
Or, you know, train derailments or fucking anything.
Yeah,
anything.
Absolutely.
Boeing. You know, fucking absolutely. Boeing. You know what I mean? Like, that's... you know what? Look. I think I've drilled down to what the dream of AI is for these assholes who keep trying to sell it to us. And what it is, what it's always been, going to the military applications of this, has been
an
abdication of accountability. Yeah. They don't, like, if the, well, the robot did it.
Yeah.
Because, like, as it is, you know, you have a president declare war, general issues orders to the blah, 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 down the ranks to the soldier who actually pulls the trigger and gets shot at. Okay? It's not that guy's fault. And they don't take any like real responsibility for it, no matter how many fucking speeches they make.
You know, it's interesting.
They were like, they did the math.
It is interesting. We're going to have like something similar to that later.
It's easier for a middle manager to fire people than the CEO to actually run the company. You know? Assholes don't want to be like, hey, man, my hands are off. It's all about free speech. Blah, blah, blah. I have nothing to do with this. And that's where you get your fucking infantilized, you know, Taylor Swift, Bikini Epstein Island shit. I didn't do it. The thing did it.
Yeah.
It wasn't even the prompt. It was the thing. The thing did it.
Yeah, because the thing a lot of these fuckers try and go with is, well, it's not real. But there are so many victims when it comes to this shit. So now we're going to talk a little bit more about consent, because that kind of tied into this.
Oh, you mean it's not just the invisible hand of the prompter?
No. There's actually, because we already kind of, when I first heard about this, that was the first that, months ago. That this existed, because that was the first thing that kind of crept in my brain is, well, one, that's gross. Two, wait a minute. Doesn't this shit just take other images from the internet and mash them together? So where's that shit coming from? Quote, but there are at least two people in every deepfake, the one being impersonated, whose face is being used, and the one whose face has been erased entirely, plastered over by an algorithm, leaving their body exposed. The latter is almost always a porn worker. someone who makes their living with that body and carefully chooses who to share it with in their work. Adult performer Siri Dow put it best as, quote, "This is odd. An odd combination of piracy and erasure. And also then violating the rights of a different celebrity who's not in the porn industry."
I'm
kind of ironic. Her name is Siri.
Yeah. She seems cool, though.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
On the byline, you mean?
What?
On the byline, her name is the writer?
The quote. The worker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this just reminds me of, you know, I've heard about, like, you know, celebrities like Emma Watson who were sexualized as children.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yep. Had.
Before AI.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just
oh, my God.
Photoshop shit.
Yeah, and there are laws against it.
Dude, fucking Leon the Professional. Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, it's there's been tons. Yeah, there's tons of these. And I mean, like, we were raised on a bunch of them, and no one said shit.
No. And the reason a lot of times, too, when it comes to either, you know, extracurricular art from bored perverts or like entire films, like laws in the U.S. are weird, are spotty because it goes state by state, especially right now with the AI generated stuff.
And oh, yeah.
Actually, no, I could even apply it to like just everything else is everything goes state by state here. So something that could be illegal with minors in one state might not be in another, which is. Yeah. An absolutely fuck thought.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't get federal until they cross state lines.
It's the disgusting gray area they were talking about.
Unless you're Matt Gaetz and have money, you know?
Like, well, that's how they recently they got that guy in Ohio for trading in AI child.
Yeah.
Sexual...
Oh, we're going to talk.
We're going to
talk about that. But it goes by state by state. There are 11 states have legislation against deepfakes right now, but there are no federal laws against it yet.
Well, but, I mean, you know, Joe Biden to open a PDF on his phone.
Yeah, like we're gonna talk now about like a few of them.
Ask Trump if he ever figured out whether he wants to like be electrocuted by a battery or get eaten by a shark. Because he's been chewing this one for the last couple of weeks. Let's get these guys to write some legislation on this.
It's fascinating, the things that upset him.
The shark dilemma.
Who hasn't grappled with that? Yeah. Who amongst us?
CoinOps, you're about to get like the best. Like I'm going to get into it. So
what do I need to like bite down on this? Like leather strap that I brought just for this occasion.
Yeah. Just eat your computer mouse.
All right, here we go.
There you go. The first one is a bipartisan effort handled by Representative Maria Elvira Salazar that proposes the no artificial intelligence, fake replicas, and unauthorized duplications, or also called the No AI Fraud Bill, to set up, quote, a federal framework to protect American individuals' rights to their likeness and voice against AI-generated fakes and forgeries.
That sounds like nothing. You could just sum that entire thing up and cover a lot more territory if you just said no unauthorized fakes.
You definitely kind of hit it on the head because all of these things I'm going to go through are.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to beef up their word count.
Oh, God.
They're very broad.
Very big energy of, I didn't read the entire book. Here's my book report.
Yeah, they're very broad. They say a lot because, you know, bills in the US at least can be like 1,000 pages long and say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these are either. They're trying.
Dude, I read.
However.
When I was a kid, they had the paperback version of the Warren Commission report on the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Like, you could just go to the fucking the drugstore and it'd be on the spinny rack. And I read that fucking thing and it said, it told me nothing because I was obsessed at the time because the Oliver Stone movie was out and, you know, conspiracy theories are fun.
Well, I'm going off a script again, but it's like, I'm an anarchist, right?
Yeah.
I'm also like, you could say what you want, but I might break your kneecaps over it.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, that's whatever. But the point, like, if I have to live in a government, the United States is a government that says, oh, you have, where they're in a functioning government, I would like to think is here's this extreme violation of consent, privacy, and basically manipulating reality.
Well, identity theft.
Identity theft, exactly. Yeah. And instead of just outright banning it, we need to
ineffectually go keep going around it in circles, or working our own bullshit into it to like just ban porn outright, which causes mass devastation to, you know, performers and everything.
Which, that's not the answer.
we'll get to that. Well,
prescription is not the answer.
Remember when you banned alcohol?
Yeah, that worked
100 years ago.
So well. Yeah,
that was great, guys.
All our ancestors.
Look at us now. We are
from that.
Yeah. It's almost better if you keep it banned, man. Because like you made weed legal, and now it sucks. Like it's super strong, and like you can get it anywhere, and there's it's nothing special.
Okay,
about
that brings
it,
up an interesting solution, right? Because I would want someone to say, "Okay, ban just AI generated anything." Period. But that also opens more bullshit, because now this shit has been introduced to the world without any thought of the damage it's going to do.
I'll tell you what.
I will accept
AI generated anything if it's data from fucking Star Trek.
Okay, that's what you want into law, is everything is banned except data from Star Trek.
Well, what I'm saying is not data, the character.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm talking about, like, because that's what they're selling you. They're selling you on the fact that it's going to be HAL or I think I said this before, or it's going to be like data from Star Trek. That's what they think. That's what they're saying AI is. This isn't that. This is a fucking like a chat bot that's like cheating off of the kid over it's from them in class.
Yeah, it's a really shallow. Listen, if you want a real artificial intelligence, it's going to have to learn like a human being, and it doesn't.
Hold on. I think you guys are getting lost.
It doesn't do that.
We're getting lost a little bit because no, you're fine. Both of you are getting lost because it's what this is we have a machine, right? Where you can put text into it, you could tell it things, you could even gain it and juke it and work it to make it produce things it wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
And it just churns out either cheapness, forgery, violations of consent, or just pure horror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's more of a reflection on the person using it than anything else. And again, like kind of like with the other, like even the why are there so fucking many of these websites? Is it's a tool? What am I trying to say here? It's a tool that reflects more like any machine, the person using it than anything else.
Right. And it's the confession that's, you know, the accusation that's a confession kind of thing, you know, or
exactly.
It's, you know what it is? It's like the uncle that's like, man, I don't know why I'm getting all of these ads for ballistic armor and also vagina cream on my feed. I don't understand why that keeps happening. It's the secret open tab when like one of these like fucking right wing like celebrities is like sharing their screen, and you can totally see it's like porn.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, like
God, I hate this episode.
I know, I got really off track. I was just I'm at a weird point morally and of the idea of I hate this shit. I wish it never existed. But now that it's here, I kind of rack my brain trying to figure out what should we do besides like kneecapping everyone with a website called playground.com. And,
you know, my worst case scenario, it's going to like force us to put up a new infrastructure for internet.
I think that's going to happen.
Honest to God.
NetWatch has to make a black wall? Is that what you're saying?
That's literally what I was thinking of. Holy shit. Like, that's literally, I was thinking of the black wall. Except instead of malignant, godlike AI, it's going to be AI-generated abuse material.
Disgusting sleaze hawkers.
Yeah, like, it... Ugh. Okay, back to the script before I lose my fucking breath. Mine. Oh my god. Next one up. Oh god.
Just do it.
Embrace. I'm starting to hate these as much as you do. The Disrupt Explicit Forged Images and Non-Consensual Edits Defiance Act. Yeah.
Feeling me? You see why I am like this? You
get no,
this?
While writing this,
I trigger warning when we have an acronym. You're supposed to give us a
yeah, one. Yeah, no, I should have. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This one was introduced by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to give federal civil right of action to victims of, quote, digital forgery caused, quote, by software, machine learning, artificial intelligence, or any other computer-generated or technological means to falsify falsify it, material to appear to be authentic, according to the bill.
okay, we're getting closer.
So it gives them legal recourse if they've been a victim of this activity?
Yeah. Yes.
Because I think that's the way to go with this. Civil is always going to do it. I don't know if federal can do it, but like opening up for civil cases is definitely the way to go.
Well, we're going
to
get into it when we cross like the barrier of this episode. But there, if something...
Oh, God.
There already, yeah, there already is like...
This is the shittiest Space Mountain ever.
Yeah, you are... You already have like federal, like you could take federal action if there is something very specific happens to you with AI.
Like copyright, though, is it mostly like that? Or
I think
is
that's
it...
what she's talking about with this, but also just the violation of your consent and the fact that it's trying to like basically
take your
forgery.
Imagery.
It's for they want to classify as forgery, which is cool. I mean, she did quote some at like I'm getting ahead of myself. But sex workers and their advocates are kind of optimistic about some of these as they don't step on their business, which is important. The government has a history, no shit, of slipping in broad language to allow them to complicate the lives of those who work in the adult industry because you know, our government is made up of fanatics. Especially when right-wing anti-porn zealots like the National Center on Sexual Exploitation has politicians' ears.
Fucking Puritans.
Yeah, NCOSE tends to have a... ban, it says burn everything, but I think I meant ban everything, approach when faced with complex problems like these. Mm-hmm. Like, basically,
you're only on page 2 of your notes and you're already starting to slip. It's like,
oh, dude, I'm on like page 4. Like, okay, this is gonna go quick. But it's basically these are the fuckers who are like, we need to turn off Pornhub. We demand Reddit and Twitter to purge all adult content from their sites, and they want to eradicate the adult industry, period.
Yeah,
they're insane.
That's, good luck with that.
They're nuts.
If there is one industry, okay, there might be one other industry that will never die, and that is like porn and funeral homes.
Well, in case, two things I've tried to get into, but if you didn't know this, I'm a pervert. I appreciate sleaze. I think it's an important industry, especially when it's allowed to, when the actors have control over it, when they are able to regulate themselves in a way.
Porn, and at least in America, porn,
it's had
the live action.
There's a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten better because now they're advocates.
In
the last 20 years have been significant gains compared to like the 70s and 80s, that's for sure.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Banning it is not the answer.
you can tell how well the sex trade is doing by how many fucking what's his name? I blew it. I was going to say Benihanas are in Times Square.
Yeah.
You know. If it's not, if you're having a garbage strike, probably not great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just.
I'm kidding. That's not even correlation. That's just bullshit.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Well, my brain is rejecting all of the other information. You've
working hard to not encode it.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to stay with it, and I'm getting this like 1,000-yard stare where I'm like, you know.
That's how cartoon, I felt when I wrote this. So welcome.
That cartoon 12-ounce mouse was dog shit. Actually. You know, and I'm just like,
hang on. Let me make this a little more fuzzy. Hang on.
All right. There we go. Okay. Good Jesus. Boy. All right.
So their solution would be to throw the baby out with the, oh, there we go.
Yep.
Yum.
That's all you can do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. You
know? Carry on.
So these Puritans' idea is to basically throw the baby out with the bathwater and just ban everything, which causes problems and destroys a lot of lives.
You know, this is actually going along with that. There's a term that I've been reintroduced to recently called downriver thinking.
Mm.
It's all they do.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's like, well, something's, you know, polluting the water. Let's just move further downriver.
Pretty much, yeah. It's
and it's like, no.
No. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't do anything. But you know what? Talking about throwing babies, someone who really enjoys chucking moist children is Ted Cruz.
Wow, man. I don't like, you know, Wish.com Wolverine either, but like...
I hate this man. I'm sorry. I hate Ted Cruz.
What happened?
He appears.
No. You know what happened is he just met David Byrne, and David Byrne was excited because he finally met like the inspiration for Psycho Killer. I'm ripping that off of a tweet that I read. I can't remember who said it, but God bless them. That got me.
You have no idea, like me at 4 o'clock in the morning, like looking over my material and trying to condense it. And then I just see Ted Cruz's face and I'm like, this motherfucker worked his way into this episode.
How did you stay awake?
Like,
how did you stay awake after you saw it?
Like, it's just coffee. I had a doctor's appointment in the morning, so there's no point in me going to bed.
Dio, that this is that moment, right?
Yeah, he I hate this motherfucker. But he worked his way into this episode because Senator Cruz introduced the tools to address known exploitation by immobilizing technological deepfakes on websites and networks.
Jesus Christ.
Technological deepfakes?
No. I don't even want to know what word that's supposed to spell. I swear to God, I'll tear this fucking microphone right off the wall. What is it?
Take it down.
I all right, you know what? I don't hate it. It's like zero is me being completely, you know, and then it's like minus 10 and then like, you know, plus 10. This is a one. Yeah, I actually don't hate that.
It's better than defiance, but
I like defiance a little better.
I think that's direct
Zodiac killer.
They got to have a whole office, like just coming up with this shit.
Oh God.
Hire me across the aisle.
Could do this shit all night. I hire me. This is how I sell it to the government. Let me make your acronyms. They'll be sweet again. They used to be fucking awesome. They used to have awesome ones back in the early NASA era. They had sick ones.
Well, it's back when they let like neurally divergent people like us into the government. Like, no, we'll build your shit. So this, I'm not saying again.
I mean, we peaked with ENIAC.
Just watched Oppenheimer last night. I was like, oh yeah, I part of
this. So this act is co-sponsored by 12 bipartisan lawmakers. This is the first bill to penalize platforms themselves for hosting deepfakes. According to the bill, social media websites that host user-generated content will be required to be able to remove non-consensual intimate imagery, including deepfakes, within 48 hours of a victim's request.
Ugh.
They also have to, quote, make a reasonable effort, unquote, to remove copies of the content. Enforcement would be carried out by the FTC.
48 hours seems like a long.
That's a long time.
It's a weird one, yeah.
If you're going to traumatize somebody, you know?
Yeah, if you're going to ruin someone's life. Yeah.
It doesn't take long to share a file. Like, that's...
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I've had texts that like someone was like mad at me and they would leave me a text and then I would just sit on it for 2 days seething.
you could do this to me once and it just drove me insane.
Yeah. I mean, that's
just I need a response.
I need to know. Well, I'm in the mountains.
It's the same kind of shit where they don't understand the technology and they're just making demands around what they think is feasible in the real world.
Like I also think
their demands are almost like as fucking tangible as like Musk's promises.
Well, we kind of touched on a little bit. It's the idea of just letting the company have to cut this. This isn't like, hey, cut that shit out or else. It's
it's more self-governing bullshit.
Yeah, regulated. Laissez-faire. Have something in place to regulate it and do this. Yeah. And I don't it.
Like loath as I am to increase the size of an already pretty big bureaucracy.
Yes.
This is a problem that we're going to have going forward. You're going to need people to deal with it. And if there has to be like some sort of like federal thing where they hire millions of people to work from home in order to fucking like traumatize themselves by looking at all this fucking shit. Cause we know what happened with Facebook's, you know,
well, you know, they're not going to be American. They're going to be like basically people, wage slaves in like the Philippines or something doing
the people who lost their jobs, looking at the cameras for Amazon stores.
Yeah. Because this is, again, this is more of like relying on the company to sort out its shit.
Oh, of course. I mean, like the trend for what year is it? 50, 60 years has been to just extract any kind of work from America.
Yeah.
Period. Whether like, it's manufacturing or this.
I'd rather have something in place than not. But I don't think this is it. Like, you got to understand, too. It's like this bill is coming from the man who in 2018, he was the supporter of an anti-trafficking bill. Yay. That damaged sexual speech and sexual education online. Boom. Mm-hmm. Because platformers were so afraid of being penalized. They removed everything with even a hint of sex, even the helpful bits.
Isn't there some, like, there are states where if you try to access Pornhub, you have to, like, click through?
Or yeah, there's one, there are states right now, I believe, that's happened, I think,
yeah, Virginia,
in the last couple days. VPN
or so.
Oh, shit, okay.
Here.
Yeah, this happened the last couple days, I believe, where the
friend told me.
Kentucky or something, I forgot which states, are like, yeah, we're just going to ban Pornhub. You cannot access Pornhub.
Man. Because they're not going to get to see that one priest that opened a channel where he talked about, like, having a good marriage. Did you know about that? There was like a priest on Pornhub who just sat there and he was like, nah, here's, you know, here's fun things that you could do together. And he was actually charming. It was like one of those rare instances where I was like, sir, well,
yeah, like, this is, you know, like, well, this is the example of like banning everything does not work.
No,
it harms and does immense damage.
And it makes us make weirder shit in the background.
Yeah. I do believe like it makes worse depravity due to like, on it being uneducated on what is and is not acceptable or healthy in sex.
Shit just goes underground with no guardrails.
Right. Yeah. Like I'm not saying porn is a healthy example of what is and is not sex, but like the point is like it's there and you know, you need a level of emotional maturity to appreciate it.
Well, it's, we are just this like over everything. We're this like weirdly puritanical infantilizing society that thinks that no one can deal with anything. And it's like the shit I was exposed to before I even like got to junior high, you know, like just living in the Cold War, watching, you know, Rambo at age 12 or whatever, you know, like it's, you know, like violence is fine. They're okay with that. They want to inure you to that. So that by the time they can like pitch to you in the high school gymnasium to come on enlist, it's like, you're already thinking, because not everybody goes to be, you know, not everybody gets to go and fucking be an officer out of college. You know,
I'm always thankful that I had like sex ed in high school. Like,
yeah, same.
Mature, good class.
You know, what was fucking weird is it was my mom that organized it.
That's funny.
Kind of cringe.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
But the best part was is that like we had to watch the movie in the gym, and it was this, it was like from the '70s, and it was about this kid having nocturnal emissions and he had to like throw his blankets down the laundry chute, but they got stuck. And it's a, he had an afro. He was like a white kid with an afro wearing bell bottoms.
Yeah.
This is like in the '80s, you know, that we're seeing this.
That's so live. Like, huh. They just showed us live birth.
It had porn soundtrack. It had like a whack a tick a whack.
Like God.
Fucking wah guitar shit. It was great.
Interesting.
Oh, man.
I wish I could remember what it was called because I'd like somehow, watch it again for fun.
Somehow that's more helpful than like some of these acts. So like.
Well, the point is it demystifies shit. You know, like by holding things back, they don't understand. Like, it's like part of the Streisand effect. Like, the more you hold something back, the more people want it, even if it's dumb. Yeah. Like, even if, like, that's why there's such a fucking market for, like, limited edition things, you know? Like, if you can't have a thing, you want it even more.
I just got a signed copy of, like, a book from a publisher I like because I'm so, like...
Yo, I'm just waiting for some motherfucker to digitize that Martin Shkreli Wu-Tang album.
Dude, when I found...
I just want to hear that shit.
When I found that signed copy of Spook Country,
mm-hmm.
I was just I bet. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That works. So, before I get it.
We're doing this for...
I know Sandy's mental. Saying, know, but
yeah,
we got to keep
mental.
So it's too. I haven't really been able to find updates on these bills. Maybe I was wrong, or maybe I was just, you know, sleep deprived. But it's too early to say if these bills are going to take off or not. I do highly recommend 404 Media because this is much of my source. So far, they are the go-to reporters on what we're talking.
A lot of people from Motherboard when Vice collapsed went over to 404 Media.
They're so good, man.
These motherfuckers, like, they have to be educated.
Honestly. Well, they make it understandable.
Like, they know. They've read Neuromancer. Like,
well, they break it down for my dumbass. Sure.
I'm just saying. They have to be fans. They have to be like not of this, but like of cyberpunk and
general. Oh, for sure.
Well. Oh, absolutely. No, they do.
They're kind of doing the thing that I like want to aspire to with like this project. Is kind of be able to talk about the culture in a non-technical way.
Yeah, they do that.
And it's great. But they have the technical background.
Because that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing about it transferring over into the real world. Is, you know.
I'm the user that sarcated.
So
we have to,
guys. So let's just make fun of Ted Cruz for a second.
Easy, all day. Right. Let's go.
So let's all just say something funny about Ted Cruz before I have to give the hard content warning.
He's like the least threatening hedgehog ever. Let's go.
I don't know what to say about Cancun cruise that, you know, hasn't been said already.
I mean, man, it's just, it's really hard to actually think about what he's actually done as a politician.
Because, oh, I mean, isn't he like the last surviving Tea Party dude? You know, like,
he's
like,
yeah.
He looks like what a fart intends.
Okay, that's good. All right. So, listener, this is where the hard content warning is now. So if you would like to back out, we were going to be talking about child sexual abuse material. So if you are uncomfortable with this,
Come with me. Come with
please.
Me.
Yeah.
Come with me. I'm go going with him. Out back. Gonna have a cigarette. Come with me.
Yeah. So now is just
beep.
All right.
Okay, I'm still here.
First AI images, and then we're gonna talk about deepfakes. Oh, that was a note for me in my notes. All right. So
as total transparency.
Full transparency. This is where my brain died. So as we established, AI images are not just pulled from like the aether. They are compiled from bits the algorithm finds from just stuff that already exists. You're just floating around. Like I mentioned, freaks are trying to make risque bikini children. Well, the faces come from somewhere, and so do everything else. AI images of children is not a victimless crime, nor does the argument that, oh, it's better that, you know, this isn't real, that they jerk off to this, than actual.
This is not hentai. And like, even then,
that's where like the US is some weird really kind of, like, that's where the gray area comes in. But like, no, this shit, actually, we're going to be talking about the very hard laws we now have against that, because that, it turns out this is not, if it's explicit enough, that does not fall in a gray area.
Right. Yeah, I remember really, really early on in social media, like MySpace, there were like tech guys, software guys and stuff that you'd like follow in these various rooms and stuff like that. And they were like, yo, it's not a good idea to be posting pictures of your fucking kids all over goddamn social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and God, I didn't know this was going to happen.
I didn't even put that together.
Because they were doing that before, because you could just, you know, drag and drop the image and then, you know, use it for your ad or whatever. Like that was happening.
Yup.
This is, come on. Like this is the ultimate like worst case scenario for that.
And I got
friends, and man, they got great kids and they love them and they are so proud of them. And
just keep your kids offline. Don't put them on Facebook. Don't put them anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I it's not even they have one. It's just like they did a recital. You know, they were in a play. You know, it's like those images, they're happy about that stuff. And it's just like, oh, I get like, it.
Unless you
got to understand.
Like locked down. Like we had someone on the Discord for a while who was posting pictures of their kid online.
Yeah.
And it was just like, we don't know everybody who, like, we don't personally know everybody who joins the Discord.
Right.
You know?
And your kids are
adorable. Beware the Palantir. We know not who might be watching.
Like, we do have, like, an adorable, like, everyone's fucking awesome on our Discord. And it's like, I would like it to be a safe space for that, because I'm like, yeah, your kids are fucking cute. But the point
is, Discord isn't secure.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's,
I mean, like, that's the thing. You know, like, if you get into a chat, et cetera, et cetera, like, you know, like, what's happening? Like,
Dr. Disrespect
is getting his ass, like, whooped right now for fucking basically kind of adjacent to this.
Really?
Texting underage girls. Yeah, he got fired by the fucking video game company he founded.
Oh, my God.
That. He's going through it now. He's, like, trying to post through it. Is this tweet that's like fucking 8,000 goddamn characters? And I just like, I'm not reading that screed. I'm not reading that. Like, it's a fuck you. I didn't like you to begin with. I thought your shtick was lame. It wasn't nearly as good as the guy who's doing fake fuck.
He's like a streamer or something.
Streamer assholes. Well,
I don't know.
Whatever.
But
if you're going to call yourself Dr. Disrespect, I'm already suspicious. Suspicious. I'm like,
talking about suspicion. So this is where. So like I said, the argument like it's not real kind of falls apart, because in May, from The Guardian of all places, this was a really good article. Stephen Adereg, 42, used Stable Diffusion. Maybe you guys have heard it before.
Yeah.
He used Stable Diffusion, an AI image generator, to create, quote, 13,000 images of prepubescent minors.
Oh, boy. Man. Wow, huh?
Just think about all the fucking energy that wasted.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
Like,
get it out, please.
I don't know how much like
I don't want to read the rest of this, but
I hate this more than Kendrick hates Drake.
Is that just the like quote unquote relevant finals, or is that in total?
That's in total. That's he literally because this fucker.
Okay. Because they can track exactly how many he's
yeah.
Yeah, no, they got his hard drive. They rested his ass. That we'll get to like the trauma of like being a new generation of FBI agent who has to look through this shit.
Yeah.
But all the images are abuse material generated with specific text prompts. Andrew has sent some of this material to at least one minor and used Telegram to distribute more images. Quote, he actively cultivated an online community of like-minded offenders through Instagram and Telegram, in which he could show off his obscene depictions of minors and discuss with these other offenders their sexual interests in children, the court records allege. Put differently, he used these Gen AI images to attract other offenders who could normalize and validate his sexual interests in children while simultaneously fueling these offenders' interests and his own in seeing minors being sexually abused. He made an online community by the sheer bulk of what he could make. I think he was actually made it like a business out of it. Like he was selling it.
Oh, and it totally pollinates because then people get the idea and they start doing it.
This is how we have so many Nazis today. This is exactly why we have so many Nazis today.
Yes, it's basically the same. Not quite the same, but the point, it's the same idea of like how like this shit kind of props springs up. And I was going to mention it later, but like the big thing that bothers me with this is that when you make these prompts, right?
Yeah.
And when you make data sets and whatnot, like some of them you could plug and play, like you could plug them into certain this shit's just online now. They've shared it amongst themselves. And I'm sure maybe some of these guys
don't even have to generate it. You could just copy paste.
Yeah. Like a lot of these things are, they make them like as either a business. Some of them get like paid to make them in these communities, like a commission, or like they just distribute it for free. And now that's just online now. That's more work that people have to do to get it offline.
This isn't even as bad as it's going to get because these fuckers haven't been regulating shit.
Mm.
And I mean, this is one of the results of like net neutrality dying because would have been a lot more, decentralized and you'd be able to hit like a certain area. Now everything's bottlenecked and no one's fucking watching.
Telegram's a big thing too. I keep seeing Telegram come up with shit like this because they think it's private. So I guess I just keep thinking that because it clearly isn't. But like,
yeah, it's not. The only ones that are is I think what Signal and I think there's like one other one that's like end to end. They say people say WhatsApp, but I don't fucking trust it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but the point is like they use these things to talk with one another.
Yeah,
and
I mean, I'm forever seeing screen cap fucking like. Anything like the communication might be secure, but like there's motherfuckers screen capping them and posting. Here's this Telegram,
and it's just everywhere
with all these people.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like when it comes to shit like this, back in the day, you would have pictures and people would share them, and I guess physical media did make it a little harder to catch these guys, but now with the internet, this shit just gets archived the same way like other shit does. Like it's just there now, unfortunately, and we now have to deal with that. And then more resources have to be made. We'll get to it. I'm getting ahead of myself, but this is the first known case where the FBI charged someone for using AI to create CSA material. The thing that gets me is how AI data sets are made because there are communities who, they create the shit, they distribute it and make online archives out of it. And however, outside of this schmuck, he got reported to the feds. Experts are able to tell. Here, this is interesting. So you have this picture, right?
Yeah.
And experts are able to tell if something is abuse material beyond just looking at it, because it's
in the metadata,
the hash in the data set of all the images. They could look at all the images it pulled from. So then that makes even more material that they have to try and track down. And it becomes this fucking web of awfulness.
Yeah, because like, here's the thing: you have to get that one and the copies.
Yes, yes,
and you have to determine. It's not like one place is. It's not like Imgur is hosting.
And the way
it.
These cases work, they have to figure out who that person is from the real picture, and then they have to contact them.
because that's a federal crime. And it becomes this whole big thing. I mean, it already is a big case when this happens. And like the FBI has gotten a lot better at figuring out, like, they could look at an unrelated picture, like just a family, and then like cross-reference it with other pictures to find out that person's a pedophile, which is incredible. But
this would explain the phone call I got from Latvia yesterday.
What?
I had nothing. I'd had a levity there.
Did they?
No, no, so, there's no
question. No levity. Oh, is it also illegal to share these prompts without images?
I mean, it should be, but I haven't really.
Been, it that's fucking should be.
I wasn't able to like fully find. I know it's illegal to
you're
share.
Giving someone else the formula.
You're selling a murder weapon.
Yeah, basically, it's illegal to share or distribute these copies for money or just for whatever. It's illegal to generate them. I'm getting ahead of myself, but the FBI did put out a public announcement saying that, like, hey, if you have AI generated, is still
this
illegal.
Stuff counts too, pervert.
Exactly.
So you thought you pulled a fast one on us, didn't you?
I don't even want to say pervert. It's worse. It's not even.
No, I'm a pervert. These are just depraved assholes.
Thank you.
Pervert involves consent.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it should be fun.
I don't mean to insult perverts.
Yeah, excuse you. An entire new generation of FBI agents get to be and this has been a thing. I ended up finding too, like, the FBI even have to be like, we're getting traumatized, like PTSD'd from images we're not even sure are real because they're so brutal and so realistic.
I mean, it doesn't have to be real to traumatize you.
Exactly.
That judge had that line where he's like, I know, like, it was an anti-porn decision he'd made, and his thing was like, I know what it is when I see it. And this is like an instance where I'm just like,
Right.
I mean, I don't care if it's fucking AI generated or like actual footage. It's
what he said actually applies to this.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. This is such a moral quandary.
Yeah.
For them. For me, I'm just like, it's clear. it's bad. You shouldn't be out there. What are you doing about it?
The FBI have the best take because they have to deal with this. It's like, it shouldn't exist. We will come for you.
One of the rare times I'm going to agree with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I need to keep going. I need to get this out of my body.
For
sure. FBI.gov. 41-year-old child psychiatrist David Tatum was sentenced to child pornography charges for real and AI enhanced. This is now we're getting into the deep fakes now.
I'm good.
For AI enhanced material, this guy did shit which sums up, I think, all the evil of this technology.
Okay.
He took old pictures that already existed of classmates and strangers, all underage at the time they were taken, and created, quote, new content. All were extremely realistic, and it became a priority for the special agents on the case to figure out what was real, what was not, and what was manipulated. Because everyone in them are considered victims and have to be informed of such. This case,
man.
This dude is like evil beyond measure. Come on, child psychiatrist, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Dude, who amongst us didn't have fucking high school yearbooks?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
this is just it's shit Christ. He just found, and it's, or it's people he knew. And like one of the victims, I didn't even have this in my notes, but stuck with me, is one of the victims who's like 40 now was like, I don't even know this man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like an FBI, I'm in a room with an FBI agent with a manila envelope of all this material of me.
Fuck.
Yeah. And they're like, what's happening right now?
That would have to be absolutely like.
They said they corrupted childhood memories of theirs.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, this is the new trauma of like, it's bad enough when it's like, you know, because this motherfucker.
Well, that would like really fuck with your sense of reality.
Like, yeah. That settles it. I'm not going to our fucking class reunion. That's just
memory crime.
This guy invented a
streak,
new
I think.
Yeah, this shit invented a new type of trauma.
Yeah, it's basically. Not thought crime, it's memory crime.
Yeah, like it's not bad enough this guy like recorded like children and whatnot. But that's the other thing he got pinched for is crossing that with state lines. But it's the idea of like, I don't know this dude.
Yeah.
He just took pictures he found online.
He was like a class above him or something. You know what I mean?
Who knows?
Who the fuck knows?
He could be a total stranger. This could have been shit Don't post shit online. Of just found some images and manipulated them, and that's it.
This case is the first in Western District of my throat is drying up. This is the case of the first. This is the first case in the Western District of North Carolina where real and AI generated images got a dipshit arrested. And I don't think it's going to be the last in any 50 states.
Oh, no. They're probably a whole fucking like new department opening up, like a sub-department or something.
Yeah, this is actually making a new way to look at this, look at these things and how to prosecute, how to... And again, they have to use all these resources to figure out, okay, who's real, who can be contacted. They have to be informed they've been a victim of a crime. Of this motherfucker who could be how many states away? Someone, yeah, of some dipshit out online. Right, because the major crime he also, because they are considering like what he made is uber illegal, but they primarily pinched him of like, you know, his recordings and, you know, other awful shit that he did with his client, with his patients. But you know, this is creating a new way to think about how this stuff is prosecuted, how it's looked at. What do we do about it? Like, are there going to be like, there should be victim advocacy groups now of like, a motherfucker took my family photos and corrupted them.
No, 100%. What were you saying, Shadowlink? Shadowlink.
Uh-oh. Aux cable problems?
Oh, no. Okay, well, let's keep going.
We lost Shadowlink.
Hit it. He just vomited violently and cut out. I don't know.
Maybe the content just absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, he's coming back.
Get the mic close to
coming
your face.
Coming back to us?
Tries? Nope. All right. Okay.
Sound a little woozy there, buddy. Lay off the ether.
Talking to the Discord.
Say what?
Discord. Something about the Discord. He's in the ether.
We've lost him. Anyway, plowing
we
ahead.
We cannot hear you.
Yeah, I gotta plow ahead. We're almost done. In March, the FBI put out a public service announcement.
He's got it. All right. He's calling me in the Discord.
Hang on. Yep.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, so I got disconnected somehow.
You're still coming through.
Okay.
Yeah. Just get near the mic.
I cannot hear you at all.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can't hear any of you guys.
Oh, that's weird. Scum Zero, can you hear him?
I can't hear him, and I.
Scum can't hear you. Your waveform is extremely small.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going in and out. I can hear you now.
Oh, Zero can hear you.
Okay.
Do you want to like leave and come back, and then we'll
sound
just keep going?
Yeah, go
ahead. Yeah. Leave and come back. I'm going to leave all this in because it's funny.
What? No.
All right.
Don't do it.
All right. Bye.
Oh, the echo was incredible.
Oh, it's staying in.
That was strange.
Yeah.
It sounded warbled.
Yeah.
I think we needed that.
He's reloading.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Sandcaster.
Wait, say something.
I don't know.
There we go.
Hey. Yeah. Welcome back to hell.
Either on the ether or in the ether. I couldn't tell. It was like a poltergeist voice coming over the waves.
All right.
Oh, phew.
In March,
right?
The FBI put out a public service announcement citing this case and others. That possessing AI CSAM is illegal and you will get prosecuted.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt if they're like, this is no longer a legal gray area. So people.
It shouldn't have taken long. I mean, if the print version exists and now you have like the idiot generator, this like fucking.
No, it just needs to get put into like federal bullshit, like federal acts. And like, there needs to be a codified thing, but like the FBI made it very clear. Like, no, we will count this as an immense crime.
Yeah,
we just
break some money off from.
I don't know what they charge them with, but the point is like they're going to charge you with something, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing that gets me, like, I'm going to end, like, that's all I have right now, and it gets me where like people were warned this shit could happen. Mm-hmm. Like tip lines were overwhelmed by like QAnon freaks last year.
Oh yeah,
because but like 12%, it was a 12% increase in calls though to report AI generated images of minors.
Mm-hmm.
Like this shit clogs and floods the internet with garbage that's soulless, evil, lazy, and cruel.
Mm. Yeah.
And now that we're stuck with it, we need to have ways to deal with it properly. Besides my solution, which is we line all the pedophiles up and commit decimation on them.
Well, I'm look, here's the thing. I'm so tired of it already because I was like a Boy Scout and an altar boy. Oh, and God. Ironically, it was only the Boy Scout thing where like the camp medic decided to tickle us while we were doing the early morning thing to get our swimming merit badge. You know, yeah, it was, it wasn't that bad, but it was still like,
still pretty weird.
The arrow took that guy out of his fucking cabin at midnight and beat the living fuck out of him.
The stuff used to sort itself out occasionally.
But like the thing is that, you know, we found out maybe just a couple few years ago, which priests in our like
diocese
were fucked up. And one of them was like,
wow,
the pastor for a while. One of them was like a high school teacher that became a deacon that like everybody liked.
That's the thing though. It's like when it comes to ye olden shit like that, it's the community. With this becomes both nebulous, but also like,
well,
tangible at the same time. Like it can be tracked and figured out, but like
the will to actually do something wasn't there when it was like clearly happening.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like out about it, but it's like this idea of, you know, like respecting the cloth as it were. He's a priest, you know, he's a God guy, you know, he's all right. Or, you know, this is a Boy Scout leader. He's volunteering his time to be around young boys for a lot, which is, I mean, look,
a
lot of our guys were cool, but there's only two kinds of people who kind of want to be a Boy Scout leader.
One
of them's really fucking cool. Yeah. And then the other one is like,
so with that, time in the with pool. That, you have an interesting thing of the classic, like, you know, they always go into like industries where like there are children around.
Yeah.
But
or they would just shuffle a priest around this, from diocese to diocese.
With this, it can be someone. It could just be anyone, essentially. It always could be, but the point is,
it's the facelessness of it. It's not someone in your community that you can point your finger at.
It's the facelessness of the internet.
Yeah.
It's trying to be anonymous. It's like, how many people do they not catch? How many people have a network? Yeah. Or like the real conspiracy of
honestly, one thing I was going to say about this is having dabbled in criminality myself, it's not an abundance of intelligence on the part of the police that catches things like this. It's a lack of intelligence on the part of the criminals. And this guy was a dumbass going
around. Yeah.
Oh, both of them.
Somebody who's smart on this is going to not be caught. And that's just horrific.
Yeah. And it's, again, like it's a new type of violation to be. It's one thing. It's awful if like actual abuse material is created and that person is present and experiencing all of that evil. It's another thing where I'm going to create new filth by just taking shit that's around. In mashing it together to make new shit because all those people are victims. Yeah. And so the victim count is broader. It's a new type of fucking trauma. And it's, I don't think it's any lesser than any other type of abuse. And
this is the equivalent.
The modern age has created that we now have to deal with.
This is the modern equivalent of like the serial killer rapist who has like, a picture torn out of the lingerie section of the Sears catalog with the torn head out of a photograph of a person they're obsessed with taped to the face.
Good.
Yeah.
It's literally just that.
But yeah.
It's the thing that they were dreaming of then. Now they can just do it.
And the thing is that gets me too is like, I remember back in the day for like the dark web shit when the dark web people were talking about that, like all these communities, like, and I'm sure they still operate on there and whatnot. But with this, I guess it's just more open because AI generators are just readily fucking available.
I mean, they're stealing shit, so it's hard for them to actually like limit where the shit goes.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an ad or not an ad, but wasn't there an app that was being promoted by like a high profile porn star?
I can't remember, you
could take a picture of anybody and then
was it
use the algorithm to basically remove their clothes.
I remember reading about this. I don't remember who.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, it kind of launched flat, and everybody's like, "Do you realize what you've done?" Like,
yeah.
No, that is. I mean,
all this kind of reminds me of the idea. I think we talked about when we started talking about AI generated shit of the idea of you teach an entire generation just like
math algorithms and just like how to do science, like not even just science, but like you basically teach them the tech without the heart and the spirituality and how less of what to think and more of the process of how to think and conceptualize yourself and the world around you. And I feel that I'm not going to blame STEM for everything, but
I don't want to blame STEM for everything, but a lot
however,
going
it may,
on.
It makes a lot of pedophiles. No, it's definitely something where it's like, I don't know. It feels soulless. And I feel that we should teach people more of like right and wrong is a very personal thing that we all have to figure out for ourselves, but it's the idea of like, you have to give them the tools to figure that out. And I know people exist who are going to have very different ones. It's like, you know, and maybe they're a sociopath, but there's got to be something we got to be teaching people. And like, or maybe it's just because everyone's been terminally online and that's corrupted your idea of what of like these kids aren't real to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're just on a screen, these things I think it's something to do too with like how terminally online many of us are. And clearly, I mean, I can't talk about like what a pedophile does and does not think about the people that they're abusing. But like, I think the removal of AI and the idea that they do get into their head of like, well, this person isn't real. These people aren't real.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're not to you in your head. Like to this person, they can't be.
Yeah.
Like, and they think they're not harming them. And I don't know. I'm like Henry Rollins in like that one scene. It's this and this and this shit. It does though. Like that really is.
Can't live without it.
Yeah. I never come closer to wanting to be a Luddite than like.
Well, no. Luddism. Look, that's misunderstood. Luddites weren't like against machines. They were just against machines that were taking people's jobs with no like.
I'm against
machines no oversight, that, no compensation.
I'm against machines that want to take your soul.
Well, this is perfect then. Okay, I found this. I did a screen cap of this thing on Blue Sky, and the initial tweet that starts this like little response thread was from someone named Nobody, KNOW buddy. When the TLDR of AI backlash is, quote, this will limit my ability to sell my labor, it makes you wonder if the purpose of being a human is simply to make money. If money were abolished tomorrow, would you still make content? And then, like, the first response is from Nop, parentheses, he, him, watermelon, pussy, and bio. it's a joke. AI shills resent artists and think that making art is a chore that nobody actually wants to do. And then the best response to it was Linda Mulvey, who said, the recent AI in art discourse trademark has really clarified the basic issue for me. Tech bros believe AI saves time and solves problems in order to get a quick result. Creative people understand that spending time and solving problems is the whole fucking point of creativity, process, and result.
Yeah.
And that's fucking it. Like, that's why, look, you're just lazy and cheap. If you're using AI and you're trying to put that out there as, like, have fun with it. But it's not even a tool.
No, because not when it comes really. To this shit,
it doesn't do anything well. It
reflects, again, like, I think I mentioned earlier in the episode, my brain is, like, it reflects the person using the tool a lot of the time. And when you
it
have
gives
someone,
away their game.
Yeah, when you have someone with no soul using this soulless thing to make, it just makes corruption.
Mm.
Well, I mean, vampires can't see.
it reflects them. And it's like, well, that's the thing. I'm like, I got to the point where I'm like, oh, this shit just steals. This is the box. This it's the box that steals your soul isn't the camera. The box that steals your soul is this.
Yeah.
This is
the camera records a moment in time.
This steals many souls.
This is just blanket.
Yeah. This ruins so many lives in undermines on the lesser side. It undermines artists as labor and misunderstands how important art is for your health and your life and who you are on a deeper level. On the absolute worst case, it steals your soul and corrupts everything it touches.
You know what it is? They want to step directly into like being on stage and performing. And it's like, no. Like,
right. You gotta
do the work, absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you a big part of it is people of that mindset that I've encountered, they do not do well with constructive criticism.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And constructive criticism it's very true. Is the best thing about the creative process because you see you think and other people help you to tone something and you anyway.
There's a way to do it too. Like, you know, you're not being a dick. They're asking you a question. Like, hey, what do you think of this? Well, do you want to know or do you want me to like kiss your ass? Because like I'll tell you. Like, I'm happy to tell you.
And they can't bear it.
To make your thing. Well, that's the thing is like, I'm going into this wanting to make your project work. If things don't make sense, I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm not going to tear it apart, but I'm going to be like,
I feel it makes it worse too, because these tools were meant for that, right? To make these fuckers feel better. And then it's all look what it's brought. You know,
you gotta find the one large language model that someone was using to like, rewrite the beginnings of great novels like The Great Gatsby or like
Dude, I don't want anything to do. I'm so checked out of the shit after finding out like what
George pet a rabbit next chapter.
I'm so checked out from what like pedophiles are doing with it. It's like, and I wasn't really able to find too many updates on like what is there to do to get this off online besides doing it on like an individual basis. And
well, it's because everything's wrong. Everything is bad is
that's a good way to
happening
put it.
At the exact same
Everything
time.
Is wrong.
I know there's the whole like, you know, technology has two sides and it's, you know, like technology in itself isn't inherently evil, but it's just like it's being used for this technology specifically is being used for a lot of
we don't have
what is this solving? What is this solving? It's solving money problems. People don't want to pay people to do creative things. Exactly. What is this actually solving?
But and here's the funny thing, it's killing them.
Yep.
It's literally rendering them useless. It's rendering all of these like big gigantic tech
companies. It's caused more problems than anything. Useless.
Like I don't think we understand, like I don't think Google can recover from this. There's no way to purge this shit now.
Yeah. Like, let's end on that.
Allow basically a fucking virus into their system. Yes. And it's,
let's talk about that for a bit. I don't have any notes on it, but like, let's end on that. Google's a cesspit right now.
It's dog shit. Yeah. Like, here's the thing. I had like, you know, search. That's the one I use my search history on.
Yeah.
Because I'm always looking for like, if I type in like PlayStation 4 controller batteries, you know, like I don't want to have to type that whole thing in again. Then it started turning into just dog shit.
Yep.
Like it was like, here's, you know, just so much bullshit before I got to like a tutorial on how to replace them. You know, like what would I need? It's why am I here? I go to DuckDuckGo. I enter it. It's literally at the top result, whatever they're fucking using on top of whatever they do. Works like Google and like Yahoo used to work. And we're sitting here, we're watching you destroy your product.
I understand that the fuckery is especially bad if you access it through Chrome, but mm-hmm.
yes,
Firefox it's a little better, and if you're getting it through Safari it's a little better.
And I know there's something you can type into your like search, but it's like, yo,
why do I need to
your
a hat project, use your
if your product
tool.
Does not work at its gateway, then it's a failed product. If I have to start gaming it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, and coming from a good, honest, perverse perspective,
yeah,
looking for porn on Google is miserable because most of it is like, you know,
it's tracked as fuck.
Eight-tittied monster, handless snake things.
Oh, you should be so lucky.
Like,
it's all
and I'm like, I didn't ask for that. Like, why are you showing me these things?
Cthulhu in a fucking onesie.
The only good thing.
No, I think, Cthulhu in a onesie is fine.
It's really interesting. It's really interesting watching the decay of the internet from the
in real time
side at this point.
Yeah.
In real time. Yeah. I, in like 5-10 years, I feel like it's going to be like.
5-10 years?
New York.
Man. It's like by fucking November.
Dude,
it's an election year, man. Yeah, this thing is going to be on fucking fire.
I mean, it's going to be. It's going to be fragmented the way that it was probably intended to by whatever.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't think it was intended. It's just this thing, this fucking venture capital and fucking.
Before it was as connected as it is. And the places.
It's a monopoly.
Are going to be the overgrown.
It became a monopoly.
Post-apocalyptic wildernesses.
I think
these fucking.
Well, look what it did. Look at what it did. It had Google Plus, which was actually like, I was starting to use it. I'm like, hey, this is actually kind of useful. It's keeping in touch with some old friends and stuff.
Yeah,
I was like, this is neat.
It wasn't too bad.
I didn't hate it. And they were just like, here, we're done with it. And then they like Google Glass, nothing. And then all the companies they bought and killed.
Yeah.
They make EA look like a fucking, you know.
Even their basic shit started leader. To not work. Even like their weird, they added the, God, I hated when they did the finish sentence feature or the grammar check features on like emails or Google Docs and whatnot. I'm like, oh my God.
And then there are other shit like that fucking, the Google Doc thing that we use like to put fucking notes together. It's dog shit.
It's gotten significantly worse.
It was bad.
Like half computer. The time I can't get into the fucking doc.
Like they're,
which is, we're saying this,
and then,
but that's
and
also
they want money.
It's yeah, that was the
it's
other
like,
fucker.
You've never earned it, and you won't let me batch delete emails. Fuck you.
And you were mining all it's of our data.
It's also funny. Why we're saying this, per submission guidelines actually do include Google Docs if you have one, just because it is easier for me.
Hey, just a heads up: if you're going to submit in the future, it might not fucking work.
Yeah, I was
going
to say we might have to revise the Neon Dystopia submission guidelines.
We'll just put a parenthetical, just give us a PDF.
Just give it to you. Yeah. No, as long as I can copy paste from it's fine. But
oh man,
it's interesting because
this
it's
is
like
crazy to watch though.
Because I'm like, I'm glad.
Just write out the whole story.
It's like watching a mind palace crumble.
No, one, putting the whole story in the email would drive me insane. Two, please don't do that. The other one is
link to this episode. Skip to 1 hour 24 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Content warning over. The other thing is too. It's interesting because we are both like we're online. Obviously, we have a website, and we have a Discord.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like there's a reason I turn comment like you can't comment on our website because most of it are spiders and feelers, and like sometimes you get used to get like a good honest comment, but Shadow Link. Please, you used to figure out spam on the old Neon Dystopia. How was that? How did that
feel? Yeah, Discord's way better.
Oh, man, that was...
Like, most of it was, like, indecipherable, like, weird garbage shit.
I didn't even understand. Oh, man, it was just...
Not even, like, the shit in Cyrillic or, like, Mandarin. It was like, that could be a real comment. I don't know. But, like,
Kitten in bio.
I asked you...
And it's like the Garfield Neon Genesis Evangelion piss sticker, you know. I'm a big fan of making like porn wholesome, like in a comedic way, the way like Weird Al does his shit. Like having the plumber just fix shit. And then they cut to they're done having sex, but they're clothed again. You know what I mean? Like but have a really interesting conversation first.
He fixes the cable.
Yeah.
Oh, Shadowland, go ahead. You were going to say something.
Oh, I mean, just the spam.
Yep. Oh, it's dog shit. I get.
But you know what? In a way,
don't even try to fucking leave Nextdoor. Jesus Christ! It took me 8 months to finally unsubscribe to all of the different fucking like random updates they would send you, and there'd be a link to Nextdoor that it would not open until you downloaded the app.
I always think, I think about our place.
I hate Nextdoor so fucking much. I hate Facebook. Okay. Google passed Facebook, but Nextdoor is still the worst goddamn fucking app.
Yeah,
ever.
It's up there. It's up there.
I'm glad our place online is like intrusive. So like when the black wall goes up to block all, to like make the new internet, at least our forum is Discord and our publishing publishing is pretty inintrusive.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd like to think we were on the right side of the world.
You want
to
hang out? Come here.
Yeah, the other thing is, too, it's like, honestly, I'm probably going to stop posting updates to Facebook. Like, it is kind of liberating because all this shit's just getting worse, so we're just shedding social medias.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like, it's less work because...
Oh, the only thing that I got going for me is, like, when I post to, say, Instagram, it automatically, each profile I have posts to a different group on Facebook.
Yeah.
For some reason, my CoinOps McGillicuddy posts to the Low Life group. And then the Low Life podcast posts to my page.
Cool.
So it's like, all right, cool.
I'm glad you're doing it because, like, I don't have the energy and I don't even know what our reach is.
Well, it's just copy paste twice.
Yeah. No,
and
I just
go to Blue Sky. If you want, trim it.
If you're listening to this and you want updates, Patreon is pretty. I'm pretty timely with that, unless my brain just goes eh. But yeah. Patreon, the Discord, Neon Dystopia. We're always going to post updates of the podcast.
Yeah.
If you're already listening to this, subscribe on whatever. Of the thousands of podcast apparatus you're listening to this, and you'll get
this is where we host this on RSS. And
if you find us for the first time, one, congratulations. I don't know how you did. Mm-hmm. Two, because it's like
ethereal now. I have no fucking idea what the way these things are, because we don't do a lot of marketing for this podcast, but I'm glad you're here. Yeah. I'm sorry if this was your first episode.
Yeah. We should open with that. Like, hey, no, don't start here. Yeah.
Tell a friend about the podcast, but don't recommend this as the first one.
Yeah, not this one.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. Yeah, no.
So it's like 1,000 degrees in my room. I'm in hell.
Well, to put a period on it, if you want a little bit of good news, we can say,
please,
you know, Taylor Swift, I guess, finally got upset at AI for trying to steal her identity, and you know, put her foot down and said something about it. And I don't know if you guys saw in the news recently, but there's some other perfectly like normal citizens that are actually bringing some legislation against. Some of these AI companies. Right. I mean, let me see here.
I was going to say, you know, it kind of sucks that we're in a state where the only people who have any power to do anything about this shit is
Ted Cruz.
Well, hang on. Yeah. Okay. So I want to tell you, there's just, you know, there's some people who've brought some lawsuits against some of these companies. It's got some names here. Yeah. Universal Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment, Warner Records Incorporated. Yeah. I mean, we know those are all people. Mm-hmm. Have filed lawsuits against AI music platforms Suno and Udio. The record labels have alleged copyright infringement of recorded music at an almost unimaginable scale, and they want $150,000 per stolen song.
Wow.
BBL Drizzy. BBL.
But yeah, to the point, it's sad that these massive corporations are able to stand up to this kind of thing, but yes, at least somebody's doing something.
Yeah. But at least something.
Which is funny, too, because like a couple of these record labels are about to sell their entire catalogs. Like all of it's folding up into like one entity at this point. And it's going to be like, it's literally the dumb motherfucker that runs it will call it Megacorp. And then I will become like the last, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, like devoted to cutting my way to the top of his tower to stab him. Like, I will be obliged to do that.
Suddenly, no
children.
Johnny Silverhand makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm actually going to replay that game just to get in the mood.
Do it. Drop the nuke down elevator, Chef. Fuck him. Listener.
I don't want to be a ghost in someone's head. I don't want to be the guy. I just, like, every now and again, I'll just be like, never gonna give you up.
Fuck you.
I want to do, okay, all right. Here's how we're gonna put a pin in this with a wild tangent.
Please, I'm in agony.
I want to remake the movie Fallen with Denzel Washington and John Goodman.
Oh my god.
Body hot hopping deep.
Oh my god. One
of my favorite cheesy fucking movies of the 90s.
That's such a good movie.
But here's the thing.
On my side.
I know, it's great. But I would be like, instead of like being this like serial killer murderer motherfucker, or like this demon that just wants to kill things, I would just like annoy people. I would just like sit in their heads and it would cause car accidents. And then I would just jump into another, you know, like a bus driver, and they would cause a bigger accident. And then I'd be like the L operator, and it would just.
You want to be the brain weasels that keep me up at night.
Yeah. I won't make them do anything. I'll just like whisper shit in their ear. Like, you know, like the only poem I know.
You will be the intrusive thoughts. You will be
everybody. Eat an entire sleeve of Oreos.
All of them. No milk.
After this episode.
Then go get your teeth cleaned.
After this episode, do that.
Yeah, you get a whole sleeve of fucking Oreos.
Do it.
You've earned it.
Yes, you have. Oh, God.
End this.
Thank you for staying with us, listeners, and thank you to everybody on who's donating.
Yes.
Yes. This is...
Without you, we couldn't make such happy, fun episodes.
Oh, my God.
So, your patronage pays our writers. It will continue to. And so thank you. It keeps us going. It keeps them going.
And
in fact, go read some fiction after listening to this. Fiction.
New one's going to be coming
up. Take your mind off it.
Yeah.
And also, we're sorry.
All systems are fully functional. Running the life.exe. System optimization is less than nominal. Server damage detected. Please stop whatever you are doing and make your way to the nearest exit. Technical support is all I need. Please vacate the area. Are you leaving? Please leave. Are you even listening to me?
CyberBlock 3 is experiencing critical ignition.
That's right.
System failure imminent. I hope you are proud of yourself. Initiating the Low Life Podcast.